Traffic lights that were out was not only unfortunate, it was very hard.
Frustrated commuters all over the East Coast, but especially in D.C. and Baltimore. Hey, in Virginia, so nasty with these storms. 911 was gone for 48 hours. Didn't matter. You could call whoever you wanted to. You weren't getting an answer. Yep, D.C., pretty dark. A lot of people being told, in some cases, that they won't get power back until maybe July 4th. Woohoo! Real fireworks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Why? Because some people, it was this bad, you had to take unscheduled leave. Some federal workers opted to do that or work from home because there were a lot of offices that didn't have air conditioning because the air conditioning was down. What does this make you think of? It makes me think, grid attack, terrorists. You always talk about the bridges and the tunnels and what could happen in the future. But if I'm a terrorist, boy, I look for some kind of an attack to the grid. How brutal would that be, especially in some key months, whether you're talking about sometime in the winter, in the middle of a dead winter storm, or sweltering high temperatures in the summer. And unfortunately, that's what's happened for too many people. And it's a holiday week. A lot of people are taking time off. I mean, even just took the whole week, or they're going to be off Wednesday on, whatever it might be. Maybe that's a blessing in disguise, perhaps, because if they're leaving, then they can get out of the heat. They don't have to worry about the electricity, although that's a tricky thing. Here's what happens. You try to find out when's the electricity coming on. If you can even get through to the company, usually you can't ever get a live person anyway. But let's say you get through, they don't know. When this happened to me a couple of months ago, I was given a time period of when it would be on, and then it wasn't on until the middle of the night when everything went off because I didn't think about it. So it was like we had an 18-piece orchestra in the house at 3 in the morning on a Saturday. Yeah. Boom! Whoa, did we throw a party and we forgot? I don't know. What happened? Talk about being startled in your sleep. So that may happen to a few people, although they may welcome it because it might be a few tough days. Remember, this storm kicked in Friday up and down the east. So in Virginia, terrible. State of emergency. New Jersey, state of emergency. Same thing. Trying to get air conditioning working again, power on, cars towed away, you name it. What was really peculiar about this storm, or just, I think, radically different from some others, is because of the swath that it cut, even into the Midwest somewhat in Illinois, you had trees falling down, lots of trees. Well, high winds. And when you have those trees that come down, unfortunately, it came down on people in cars and killed them. 17 people so far dead because of this storm. But normally, you know, you might see, you'll hear, it'll be a big story. The giant oak tree fell on Mrs. Lattimore's car that was parked in front of their neighborhood, in front of their house, whatever it is. But now it was like there was no human interest personalizing it because everybody had trees down near their cars. All right, consider yourself lucky and please call the television station so we can interview if you've had absolutely no damage, your house is fine, electricity is coursing through it, and you got massive air conditioning. Nothing's wrong. If there's nothing wrong, we want to feature you as the kicker story on our news block tonight. I mean, seriously, it was that bad. And, of course, the heat just makes it that much worse. So you got to feel for these people. We all get our turn in the grinder, don't we? I don't think I've ever met. I'm going to start taking an unofficial poll in my own life. I don't think I've ever met. I honestly don't think this. I don't think I've ever met anyone who hasn't had some kind of story. It could be mild to very severe where, oh, I was in a summer house and the shingles were ripped from the roof and we barely got out and everybody was in the street in canoes, or some other either hurricane or tornado or fire story, something. I don't believe that I've ever met somebody that didn't have something hurled at them by Mother Nature at some point in their life, some place where they were living. That always becomes the story because you relive it. Weather is a big... The Weather Channel people weren't stupid. Weather is a big, big, big common denominator. I say that so much here on America Tonight, but it's so true. Because it's relatable. What happened to you? Do you remember where you were when the lights went out? Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story, a personal story, when it comes to health care. And that's what makes what happened with the Supreme Court so troubling for so many people, because we're all individuals. It affects us all in different ways. And there are a lot of people that are waking up, even though some polls are showing that others say, move on, let's move on from this. Forget the repeal. This is ridiculous. Let's just implement it. There are a lot of people who are not happy with what's going on, because the state exchanges, some of them aren't even going to be set up. I think healthcare 2 years down the road, even a year and a half from now, is going to be a nightmare. I do. It's going to be chaotic. I don't see a smooth transition here with just a few bumps. I'm not predicting that. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Pete's our leadoff man. Hey, Pete. Pete, are you with me? Oh, Pete. I think Pete dropped off. Maybe somehow he got disconnected. Hopefully his electricity's on and he's okay. There was nothing going on in Texas that I'm aware of. So I think Pete should be fine along with the rest of the folks. Other than, yeah, it's a little hot, but nothing like the people in parts of the Midwest and definitely in the South and a little bit in the Southeast are feeling. So we're feeling the heat also with the whole healthcare and what's going to happen with Obamacare. Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate, is saying, you know, it's not going to be easy to unravel Obamacare, and he's right. The odds are very much stacked against the Republicans to undo it, to untangle this, especially depending on who is elected in Congress. The Senate seats that are up are huge. The House seats still, same thing. And the fact that, you know, who's going to be president again? Is it Obama again? Is this his second part of his legacy now, the implementation of his health care law? And if he's president again, how do you think that's going to be repealed? And the answer is it's not going to be repealed. But the magnitude of this 2,700-page health care law, I think, is people are starting to realize, are starting to worry about what is this going to mean, because it's personal, just like your weather stories. It's very personal. You cannot lump everyone into the same category because of ages, diseases, whether you're talking about losing coverage, trying to find coverage, whether you're talking about family coverage versus single coverage. I mean, you get my drift here. And I think there's going to be more of an outcry as it starts to kick in. Unless I'm completely wrong and it's smooth sailing, different story, but I don't think so. What happens in the Senate next year? If it depends on what the numbers are in the Senate and what they would need in the Senate technically to repeal the law, you got to have 51 votes to succeed. Reconciliation, that's the rule. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tonight you can kick it with us at 855-266-KATE. Speaking of that, some people feel like they got a boot to the head with the Supreme Court decision last week. I think for some it's starting to really sink in. And for really a lot of people, I always say this, pull out that plastic in your card, especially if you're healthy because you don't really think about it. And just when you're healthy, boom, something happens. I'm not predicting that for anyone because I wish you all good health. But, you know, the emergency appendectomy or something like that, what's your coverage? And, you know, that's when it all can become important. And I think with it's more than just premiums. It's about, besides what you're paying, what you're getting, how long are you waiting, how many doctors are going to dump out. And there is this picture of doom and gloom, and, you know, maybe we'll all be wrong about that. But we talked to a lot of doctors. We talked to a lot of lawmakers, including Democratic lawmakers, not all Republicans. And there was some trepidation, even with some Democrats, on the implementation of this. Of this fantasy, because who would say, if I say, geez, there's a way that we can all have affordable health care. I mean, honest to God, we can have affordable health care. It's not going to be socialized medicine. You're going to get really decent coverage, and it's not going to break your bank. It's not going to break the bank. And we can make this happen, right? So I think people would be willing to listen, right? We have this debate, and we start to look at ways to make this happen. And I really believe we should have started with state lines. Erase those state lines. But it's not in the business of insurance to have that happen, insurance companies. And how many lobbyists do they have in Washington? Over 3,000. You think of Big Pharma and you think lobbyists. 3,000, over 3,000 lobbyists on healthcare. You think the GDP and what healthcare is. You think how many jobs there are in healthcare. There are a lot of people that have to protect territories, absolutely. Who do you think helped pay for pushing affordable health care? Who do you think paid for that? If you were saying to yourself, big pharma, big companies, was something at stake here? Ding, ding, ding. You have answered the final Jeopardy question. Pete is listening to us in Texas. I think he's back with us. His electricity is on, I'm told. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Well, good evening, big town in the world. Are you, dear?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine. Frog hairs. Hey, here's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to go to work. Everybody's going to get sick at work. We're going to play the workman's comp game. And the corporations are going to end up paying for it. And that's going to be that.
Yeah, that's a way to game the system, absolutely. Well, we got to do something, so workers' comp. Yeah.
Yeah, and then turn around that, and this weather, everybody's going to try to blame this on Bush again.
Isn't it his fault? Everything's his fault.
Yeah, it's the turn of the screw again.
When in doubt, blame Bush.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Anyway. I'm out of here.
All right, Pete. Hey, you have a great 4th of July. I hope when you say you're out of here, I hope you're going to someplace good. Go drop a fishing line somewhere. Although, if you're doing that, beware of ticks and mosquitoes. We're doing a little poll here because I didn't used to notice. This wasn't a problem with me, but mosquitoes now have found me, and it's awful. I have tried all kinds of solutions that people have told me. I'm going to try some more. But it's pretty bad. The mosquitoes in my backyard are just, I mean, they're vultures. They are, and they love my ankles. What is it about that? I don't get it. I have actually nice, normal ankles. So there's, I don't know. It's sweet to them, I guess. I feel like I'm a piece of corn on the cob. And you may have the similar story about bugs, but it might not be mosquitoes. It might be ticks, or it might be something else out there really bugging you. Spiders. I know a lot of people that have a fear of spiders and say spiders are the worst. So take our poll on what do you think is the worst bug. Well, all you have to do is go to press 4, and the key word is America Tonight poll. What bug bugs you the most? Are you like me? Is it the mosquito? Or is it ticks, spiders, or something else? Spiders can be so dangerous. That's the thing. What kind of spiders do you have? The brown spider, I can't think of it, brown recluse, bit my brother when he, I forget where he's living. I think he's living in Florida, actually. And it must have happened during his sleep or something. And his face was swollen. It was terrible. Scary. Went through a couple of scary days with that. And he still has you have to look for it, but there's still kind of like a little crater in his face from the brown recluse. Leaving a trail, leaving a scar. I got you, sucker, while you were sleeping. So I guess I'm not really fond of spiders, but I haven't had that kind of an encounter. I used to live in El Paso, Texas for a brief 7 months, and I wasn't familiar with the scorpion, and scorpions scared me. I put my bed, because I was so worried about it, I put my bed in the middle of the room thinking, well, if I have the bed in the middle of the room, they're not going to go up a wall somewhere, right? They're not going to fall down on a wall. But I found a few, and I was never comfortable with that. It was in the foothills, because I lived in the foothills. And sometimes you would, if it was really bad, you'd park the car, and that's what you would see. You'd see the scorpions. And I guess the smaller the scorpion, the worse the bite is. That's when it's dangerous. So the bigger the scorpion, it's actually better, but I didn't like any of them. You may say scorpion, that might be on your list. So don't be shy. Go to Press 4. Get Press 4. Go to our website, americatonight.net. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, get Press 4 and weigh in. Keyword, America Tonight poll. What bugs bug you the most? What bugs bug you the most? I can just hear some sarcasm coming out there from all the nooks and crannies. Are you going to say Obama? I just know it. I already got a couple of emails like that. Because you're still upset over affordable health care, the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare. Because actually the president embraces the whole Obamacare thing now. He says, yeah, no, Obamacare, that's the common nickname for it. So the implementation stage, and what is the GOP going to do to try to stop it? And I've already said this. The answer is they have to have the votes. They would have to work out in the process. And that means you've got to have the chambers and the presidency. So you get the White House and you get the people in Congress in, and then you get a green light. That would be a layup. But right now, no, right now it's not happening. It's not happening. By the way, one interesting little twist in this healthcare debate, because remember this whole idea of it's a tax, the individual mandate, it's a tax, not a penalty. Is it a tax or a penalty? Tax or penalty? So Mitt Romney, who was given this gift, because it's a gift for Romney, he's going to, I'm sure, talk about, and he already has, what he would do if he were president, but they're trying to clear up what Romney's approach is, what he means when he talks about what is it a mandate or is it a tax? Is it a penalty? The Romney campaign is suggesting that President Obama was trying to have it both ways by embracing the Supreme Court decision while continuing to call the fine a penalty in public. Mitt Romney's campaign challenged Obama to make a decision, either call it an unconstitutional penalty or a constitutional tax, but not both. So the whole clarification was started up when the senior campaign advisor, Eric Fernstrom, for Romney, said earlier in the day that Romney thinks the consequence is a penalty, the same position he took on a fine under the statewide health care initiative he instituted as Massachusetts governor. So penalty, different than the word tax. Nobody likes the word tax, right? It's just a little trick there. Which word do you prefer? We don't like any of it, right? Most of us don't like any of it. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is a new segment we like to call Out There, Out There, Out There, and Too Far Gone. Some of you think healthcare is too far gone. Others say, hey, it's right on par. You can still weigh in on healthcare, by the way. Rick in Illinois, hang on. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. But first, let me tell you, out there, how about this poker guy from Full Tilt Poker, the CEO, who made a buttload of money but decided it wasn't enough, Raymond Vitar, that's his name. So he was picked up by the feds when he came back to the U.S. He was at JFK, and he's going to face some serious punishment for defrauding poker customers by lying to them about the security of their money. He was charged with gambling, bank fraud, and money laundering. As of June of 2011, Phil. Yeah, Phil was probably one of the customers. Full Tilt owed $300 million to players around the world, but only had $6 million with which to pay them. Ooh, that's not good. And the reason is they say that the CEO siphoned about $430 million in gamblers' money to board members and owners and all that sort of stuff. So he's in deep. He's in quicksand. Absolutely. And he is the seventh of 11 defendants charged in connection with this whole thing. So the indictment shows how Bitar bluffed his player customers and fixed the game against them as part of his Ponzi scheme that left players with nothing. Any of you do the Full Tilt poker thing? Any of you play it? I will say that I played it on a very low scale, meaning just a couple of bucks. Now, Matt Johnson, who somehow always seems to have a full money clip, he also played Full Tilt. Did you lose in some of those tournaments you played in, or did you win?
I actually didn't play Full Tilt. I played another site called Poker Stars.
Oh, yeah. Full Tilt and Poker Stars, you see them advertised for the people that play the poker.
Used to, before they shut them all down.
Right. But before, remember, they'd get the big Poker Stars, and they'd all be wearing their hats and everything else.
I do remember that, and I used to play tournaments where you'd buy in for a dollar, a couple dollars, and then you could win more and did fairly well. But I've heard stories of people like who had thousands of dollars on these sites.
No.
That all got seized, and they have no way to access it, and it's pretty much just all flushed down the drain.
Oh, never leave thousands of dollars
that's
out there.
That's the thing. It's like, I would never do that, even with PayPal, because with some work I do, there are some people who choose to pay me over PayPal, which is perfectly fine, but
right.
As soon as the funds are in there, and I'll probably leave a couple dollars in there once in a while, because you can use PayPal to do stuff online and whatnot, but any significant amount of money, I never leave it like just floating around on a site. I always take it out and put it in my own, either my own hand or my own bank account.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a word to the wise. Do that. Absolutely. So what a dummy. He was out there. He thought he was going to get away with it. Doesn't he realize that people are on to these Ponzi schemes, especially the feds? It's easy. It's raw meat to them. After Madoff, you're going down, brother, if you come up with a Ponzi scheme and people want their money back, because we're living in times where people want their money. That's the problem with the Ponzi scheme. All right, the other part of this segment, out there is this. It is shocking to me. I got to say this. If any of you are dads and you have a little girl, boy, I hope they don't fall into this category. There was some information released by a poll that was done. A poll that was done out of Seattle showing that 80% of 10-year-old American girls say they've been on a diet. The number one magic wish for young girls, 11 to 17, is to be thinner. Oh, that is so sad. What are we doing? Nothing wrong with some, girls wanting to look good and feel good and not be huge, of course, and all that. But to the point where they're getting all these diseases, bulimia, and all this nonsense, how awful is that? So there's a campaign called Keeping It Real. I mean, I agree, Keeping It Real. And they have these unrealistic, I think, ideas because, you know what it is, it's that 15 minutes of fame and how everybody wants to be famous. So they see these, actresses who look like waifs, who basically weigh 80 pounds, but they don't realize is they smoke cigarettes and drink vodka, some of them, because they have to keep their weight down. Because then they're told they're too fat if they're above a size 2 or 0. And that's sad. All right, and this one is too far gone. And you probably will agree with me on this. I'm sorry, this whole Scientology nonsense and Tom Cruise. So now Katie Holmes, you knew something was going on there. Katie Holmes files for divorce, and she wants sole custody. She was afraid, apparently, she'd lose her daughter to the organization noon as Scientology. Now she's at the age where she would get more involved, and it's creeped her out finally. And she's apparently Scientologists were spying on Katie Holmes. I believe this because we've had a woman on twice. She wrote a book about this where she was heavily into Scientology. I mean, she was there with Ron L. Hubbard in the very, very beginning and was separated from her family, and all kinds of crazy things happened. We'll have to have her back on again. So anyway, so she filed for divorce. That's it for the 6-year marriage. They got the one daughter, Suri, and she wants sole custody. That's it. There were guys that were monitoring the street outside her house, and she asked people to take pictures of them to prove they were Scientologists, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. It's creepy. It's creepy, 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 creepy. Forcing her deeper into that church. Remember, there were reports about, and she kept them pretty quiet, but Scarlett Johansson, when Cruz was single, someone tried to push them together, and she apparently went to the Scientology place in Los Angeles and ran screaming for the hills because she wanted no parts of it. She thought it was spooky, too. So that's out there, out there, out there, and Tom Cruise, too far gone. Like his movies. I liked his last movie, Ghost Protocol, but not on board with the Scientology thing, not based on all the things that I've heard. Rick in Illinois, down he wants to talk about Scientology. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I'm getting tired of listening to all these Republicans and conservatives whine and cry with John Roberts both against them. You know, they should be ranting and raving against George Bush. You know, he's the one nominating.
You know what, he did nominate him, and you know what's interesting about that, Rick, and I know you know this, but the thing that's interesting is, of course, Barack Obama and Joe Biden as senators, they didn't want to confirm him. They didn't confirm him. So, and then here, for this legacy of Obama's, it's just kind of an ironic twist. Roberts is the guy who upholds it based on the whole tax thing. You know, some people have come to back up Roberts and to say, well, there was a reason partially, too, why he did it, to prove that the court isn't completely stacked politically after what's happened with two of the last decisions. And one of them, one of the big ones, of course, was Bush v. Gore. And then moving forward, you know, from that, obviously, the corporations and the unlimited ways that they can support their candidates. And that infuriated a lot of people. And so this was now the third biggie, and Roberts, I guess, I think he just wasn't going to let that happen is what I think. That politics did play a little bit into it.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you're shocked that he voted the way he did.
I am. I'm shocked because, but maybe I shouldn't have been because, you know, when I was in Washington, if anyone listened to the show then, and I had Democrats and Republicans on, somebody did tell me, you know, if you look at it the way the court is, because of the two decisions, because of the other previous decisions, something's going to happen here where somebody is not going to go along. It's not going to be 5-4 the normal way, how you would normally think the breakdown would be. And because I didn't think that it was going to be this tax thing, I was thinking commerce, and that wasn't going to happen, and the individual mandate hadn't even kicked in. So now it's about implementation. There's no way, Rick, and you know this right now, there's no way this gets overturned. No way.
No, it's laying a law. I mean, law of the land now. But anyway, you know, John Roberts, you know, he went to Harvard University. Barack Obama went to Harvard University.
Mm-hmm.
See, they had this all planned out way back when.
You like, think so? Do you think they were
planning? For a beer.
Obama,
I'm going to run for president. Robert, I'm going to be at Supreme Court. Got their heads together, and that's what happened.
You know what? Hey, stranger things have happened. If somebody has it on tape, please send it to us here in America Tonight. We'll break the story. Interesting. Rick, you got to be happy about this. And as a new poll shows, Obama's gotten bounced back from it, a little bit of a bounce back from it. And some people are saying, just like Rick, hey, we're sick of people whining about it. It's the law now. Just, you know, shut up and let's see what happens. But the reason for the fury is what's happening here? We don't know, Rick. You know that. We don't. What's this implementation going to be? We don't know. I mean, here's the package. Good luck opening it. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America Tonight. So we've talked about a couple of things. The bugs that you hate the worst. Healthcare. And your take on what's going to happen in the future. And we'll spell it out plainly again. You'd have to have the numbers in the House and Congress. I mean, House and Senate. And you'd have to have the White House to see this completely overturned. And then the issue of Chief Justice John Roberts, which Rick brought up, saying, you know, he's tired of conservatives whining about this. But, you know, here's the thing. This is a devastating blow for anybody looking at Roberts as, whoo, here's the balance. There's this liberal bias on the court. And now, you know, starting back in Reagan, there was a little take here and a little take there. And, you know, things were starting to switch over. So Roberts, you know, didn't, in his ruling, clearly, he didn't go with what I thought this, which is why I thought it wasn't going to, I thought for sure the mandate would go down, but I didn't think of the going around it an end around with the whole tax thing in Congress. I was thinking commerce, and that didn't make any sense, and it wouldn't hold up. I couldn't imagine. So, of course, he didn't go that route and said that right in the beginning, which duped CNN and actually Fox, too. But CNN the worst because they blew it out and said 5-4 and the mandate goes down and all that sort of stuff because they didn't actually read the conclusion, go all the way through it. They just wanted to break the news as fast as they could, and they broke it in the wrong direction. So Roberts' ruling, from a conservative point of view, is a disaster, and it is humiliating on a couple of different levels, certainly in the campaign politics when in a presidential year. And I think that Roberts is going to be the poster boy to be the pinata for a long time. And, that's the whole thing. He had that shot at saying Obamacare is unconstitutional and did not do it. So he kicked the conservative narrative right in the gut. He kicked it in the gut and supported, of course, the signature law and legacy of this president. And, you know, that's the whole idea. Because if you look at Obama, we're talking about on the campaign trail is he's ineffective. From the Republican point of view, he's ineffective. What has he done? Osama bin Laden, but what about these jobs? The stimulus was not a stimulus. And, you know, you go through a whole list of things, and health care was the baby. That was it. We were going to protect the baby, and Roberts protected the baby and supported now what has been the significant achievement for the president of what they're running on. So, you know, he has spoke out in the past, Roberts. Maybe there's something to it. Rick says they were in cahoots, perhaps at Harvard. He has spoken out against, I think he will speak out against some aspects of conservatism when it's all said and done, or maybe not. Because, you know, the high fives that were going around Washington as this guy, Bush's nominee, is certainly the most reliable of conservatives on the bench. The wheels aren't going to come off on this one. That's not going to happen. They're going to overturn the domestic policy initiative that is the crowning achievement of Obama's reign. And he didn't do it. It blew up. So ultimately, I think, for a very, very long time, Roberts is persona non grata to a lot of people. And there are plenty of liberals, though, that would easily have a beer summit with the justice if they could run into him, for sure. Because without a doubt, he was key to what happened, to what was ultimately the decision on the individual health mandate. And it is a question of implementation. What happens now with implementation? Where are we going with that? What's going to happen? 2014, you're going to get, as of now, you'll get fined if you don't have health care. And the amount you get fined is going to go up every single year. But to be sure, and we'll have stories like this, I guarantee it, on America Tonight, we already have, that some companies are going to take the hit. They're going to take the hit in the fines versus offering health care because it's cheaper. It's cheaper for them to do that, and that's what matters. They're going to go with what's cheaper and what works for the shareholders. What's the bottom line? Let people find their own health insurance. We're not in the health insurance business. Let them, you know, let's put them into a syndicate, or maybe there'd be a couple of corporations, groups, businesses that would go together, let's say, and throw in their fates on health care there. And this goes to states, so it's up to the states who now, you know, 20 plus are saying, nah, we're not going to implement it. We're not going to set up these. We're not going to apply for the funds to set up these health exchanges. And what happens there? What if they don't set up the exchange? And then, I don't know, are you stuck? Here's an interesting twist. I call this follow-up. You know, sometimes we talk about things, and then isn't it the worst when you don't know what happened? Because occasionally we're like a pinball, and we'll go up and down the machine in a couple of different directions. There's so much buzz, and there's stuff that I think you should know. And certainly know how I feel about the Sandusky creep, the assistant coach who used his power to destroy too many young guys' lives. And now that there's these emails, there's been this email dump in which Graham Spanier, who was the university president during this whole time when Sandusky was there and knew about, you know, had gotten an email about what was happening, and he fought to try to get those emails. He knew that this was going to be a downfall for him. Now the Paterno family wants to see the emails. They want the emails. They say release the emails in the case because Paterno might have played a bigger role than what we knew about in these decisions by Penn State in the fact that they didn't report it. What was Paterno saying? And according to what some of the emails say, apparently Paterno wasn't on board with that, didn't really want that. And we know that Sandusky was convicted on multiple charges of sexually abusing 10 boys over a 15-year period. Some of them happened after a graduate assistant, Mike McQuarrie, testified that he saw sexual contact between Sandusky and a kid in the shower and told Paterno in February of 2001. I mean, Paterno could be a more revered icon. And then he dies in January. But he testified before a grand jury that when he learned about the situation, he contacted his boss, the athletic director, Tim Curley, and left it up to the university to investigate. But in court documents, prosecutors say they have emails from other university officials that contradicted grand jury testimony of Curley and Penn State VP Gary Schultz, who oversaw the campus police. That's convenient, huh? They oversee the campus police. Oh, no. They don't go to the campus police. Why? It makes no sense. But anyway, one of the supposed or alleged emails shows that Paterno had an undisclosed conversation with Curley about the shower incident, told him about Sandusky and, they talked about Second Mile and all that kind of stuff. And if that's true, then some of the heap of criticism on Joe Pa would show that he was trying to do something, what's the best course to pursue, and, you know, that would make things appear to be a little bit different. Either way, Sandusky is going away for a very long time, which he deserves. He deserves to die in a hole in prison somewhere, and we don't have to relive all the horrors of Sandusky. But interesting that these emails are coming out now, and I think some other people are going to pay the price for it, like that athletic director, maybe the university president, and maybe a few other dominoes might fall in the whole Sandusky thing.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.